Episode number 321, Camaro 1LE, Carbon ZL1, and a special announcement.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Hey, welcome back, everyone, for another exciting episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
Oh, we got some cool stuff to go over this week.
Yep.
We sure do.
In fact, this is going to be kind of a two-parter.
A two-part?
Yeah, like we're gonna
oh, we're gonna have like two. Like,
we're gonna cover two major sections
in the show today.
In the show today, yeah. Any voicemails, emails that we don't normally read, we're just gonna put those on hold until next week's episode.
Yes,
but yeah, so definitely stick around throughout the whole show.
Yeah,
but let's start off with the latest and greatest release of what Chevrolet is bringing to SEMA.
Well, here's a few of the cars.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So I had the pleasure of attending a media event here in Detroit at the GM Heritage Center, where they rolled out the, well, most of the cars that they're going to be bringing to SEMA this year. A bunch of Camaros, bunch of Sonics, bunch of Cruzes, a couple Corvettes.
Just a couple?
Just a couple.
One car...
I can't talk about yet because it hasn't been really authorized to be released yet. But
yeah, that's right. There's more coming
about. There's definitely more. Well, let's go through some of these though.
Should we start with the big one?
Yeah, let's go. And it's the thing. As soon as I open the door to the GM Heritage Center and you walk in, you know, the museum part.
Yeah,
that was the first car when you walked in.
They don't screw around, huh?
No, they don't.
They don't build you up.
No.
We're talking about the ZL1 Carbon.
No, not that
one. No, that's a big one.
No, it was the 1LE car. That was the first car. And then the Carbon was right next to it.
Okay, all right. Well, I guess in a lot of terms, the 1LE is the big deal, but I meant like the big power car.
Yeah.
So let's talk about 1LE.
Well,
it's basically
ZL1. It doesn't got roll-up windows. Kind of like the fourth gens.
I don't think any vehicle even makes roll-up windows anymore.
That was my first question to the designer, because I spoke for a while with the designer of the Camaro, Adam Barry, I believe his name was, and I said, how'd you guys take weight out of this car? Because, I mean, if you're looking at a 1LE car, usually it's more of a stripper car, kind of a road race car.
No frills, cut and dried, all performance, no comforts. I mean,
this was a fifth-gen Camaro, full-on. They said they reduced the weight by putting on the stock ZL1 wheels,
the black split spokes.
Yes,
yeah,
that reduced the weight.
Wait, what kind of interior did it have? Was it leather?
Yeah.
Well, that's what the hell. All right, keep going.
That's really about it, man. It's got the ZL1 parts on it, the suspension, and I think the exhaust and the electric steering and. Yep.
So it's basically the ZL1 with the SS engine.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Because I always had it in my head when the ZL1 came out. First of all, a little piece of trivia for everybody. I don't think I mentioned this before, but only mere hours before the ZL1 was released. Well, no, I shouldn't say hours, but just a couple of days. There was a chance it may not have been called ZL1. There was a toss-up between two different names, and eventually ZL1 stuck because ZL1 has always been the ultimate Camaro, which this is. But I always thought, okay, if this is the ZL1, where would a Z28 fit in? And I thought, well, Z28 is, you know, the lighter version, high-performance road racer. So when the 1LE came out, I thought, this is exactly what I thought a next Z28 would be.
Really?
So I wonder.
Hmm.
If this isn't just like a, we're going to throw this out there under the name 1LE to see what people think of it, and then we'll go, ha, it's actually a Z28.
Here's the official list of things that are on the Camaro 1 LE concept. Let me stress that this is a concept.
Sure it is.
Okay, victory red exterior color with flat black hood and hash mark extensions.
Yeah.
Satin black splitter, rocker panniers, rear spoiler, and outside mirrors. Sport suspension featuring magnetic ride control.
Yeah.
Electric power steering, yeah. 6-speed manual, close ratio transmission, lightweight 20x10 front and 20x11 rear, racing wheels, satin black. Those are the ZL1 wheels. Uh-huh. Goodyear Eagle F1 Supercar G asymmetrical tires from the ZL1.
Word up, G.
Brembo 6-piston front calipers with two-piece front rotors, 4-piston rear calipers, Chevrolet officially licensed product.
Nice.
Dual exhaust outlets with ZL1 style active exhaust and diffuser. Shock tower brace, Chevrolet accessories, red engine cover, black leather interior with light stone stitching. Graphite silver door and instrument panel inserts, ZL1 shifter with light stone stitching, ZL1 flat bottom steering wheel, and the Chevrolet accessories pedal kit.
I'm telling you, in my mind's eye, if there's going to be a Z28, this is how I would make it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's how I'd make it. That's how I think it should be.
Really?
I really think so.
Hmm.
Just because ZL1 is what it is, that leaves this right in between SS and ZL1.
Okay.
This is what I think.
I can see it. I can see it.
You know who'd be one to ask about this, who will not give us an answer?
Probably old Fitzy.
Get ready, Fitz, because we're going to grill your ass at SEMA.
Okay, so then the next car I walked to, which was the next one, was the Camaro ZL1 Carbon Concept. Now, picture a ZL1 car, and what they did was they took some carbon fiber and strategically placed it throughout the car. Now, you know the front hood inserts?
Yeah.
That was all done up with carbon fiber. And actually, the center mount of the hood is carbon fiber, mm-hmm. but it's painted black. So this
seems kind of weird.
I know. That's what they said. They said this is the real... So, I don't know. And it wasn't the mirrors and stuff, but when you open the door, I think the door sills
and things like that.
The shifter knob, which was really sweet.
Really?
And they said, yeah, this was like a one of one because this is a brand new shifter that's going in the ZL1 and nobody has the dimensions to even make a knob for it yet. So this is a one of one. So you that was pretty cool.
It's a knob that can't be reproduced?
Yeah. Rock on.
Looks like it's got some different wheels on it.
The spoiler was in carbon fiber. So this was a really slick car. But the first thing I noticed when I saw it, besides the carbon insert, the uh-huh. carbon fiber insert, ashen gray in color. It was beautiful.
Oh, yeah?
In fact, I think I like it more than cyber gray.
Shut up.
Yeah.
You know what you're talking about. You're crazy.
You know, it wasn't a museum under, you know, good lighting.
You crazy.
Oh. So here's what else it has. Chevrolet accessories, exposed weave, carbon fiber, mohawk hood insert, carbon fiber, rear spoiler with stainless steel, wicker bill. Carbon fiber inserts on the interior door and instrument panel. Lightweight 20x10-inch front and 20x11 rear wheels in satin black with machine faces. Brembo 6-piston front calipers with 2-piece front rotors. 4-piston rear calipers. Chevrolet official licensed product. Magnetic ride control. Dual exhaust outlets with active exhaust and diffuser. Jet black leather interior with suede microfiber seat inserts and torch red stitching. ZL1 short throw shifter with suede and carbon fiber trimmed shift knob, suede trimmed flat bottom steering wheel, and ZL1 pedals.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
You ever seen a jet that was black?
A jet?
Well, I was saying jet black.
Yeah?
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. I've been saying it for a long time.
I've never seen a jet that was black. Yeah. Well, except the Trump jet. Wasn't that? You know, black with gold lettering on the
kinda,
side?
Kinda, yeah.
All right. So this is really a ZL1 with, you know, a trim package, kind of like you know, Inferno Orange, but it goes beyond that. Can't wait to see this one in person so I can say, nah, don't like it, keep in mind.
Yeah. Then there was a couple more Camaros. I think they called one the Red Zone.
The Red Zone, yeah.
And then we have our new Synergy Series Camaro for this year, which is a convertible with more accessories and basically a convertible Camaro.
Yeah.
With accessories that they're going to cost about 10 grand. That's what they said.
Ow.
Yeah.
Ow. Ow.
Yeah.
Ow. It looked like it had different ground effects than what was previously released.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I'm excited about the 1LE more than anything.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about a ZL1.
Because it seems to me, well, but now I'm also excited about the 1LE, and here's why. Because it seems to me that people were like, yeah, this is 1LE, I'll never be able to get one, it's just way out there. And they seem to be more interested, at least the ones that were talking about it, in the suspension of the 1L, the ZL1. So, This is the, well, I can't afford a ZL1 because not everybody will be. I don't even know if I will be. As I sit here right now, today.
Why?
Just because it could be a lot of money.
Yeah, well.
It could be a lot more than what I want to spend on a car again. You know, piece by piece, that's okay over a year or two, sort of. Well, it's still stupid. But all in one chunk is tough.
Yeah.
And anybody who says it's not a lot of money, they're full of it. And they need to give me some of their money so I can say the same thing. I don't know. I think it's one of those that somebody can say that it's attainable. And I think they're going to sell a bunch if they make it. And I think they're going to sell even more if they name it Z28.
Really?
I think that'll make the difference. Because not everybody knows what a 1LE is. Not everybody knows the history and heritage behind the 1LE. This is what the road racers and autocrossers just strived for. And lucky you if you could get a B4C.
Yeah.
Ooh-ee. That was the 1LE with the things like air conditioning and stuff.
But don't
like that.
You think throwing all that ZL1 stuff on the Camaro will jump the price tag too much for a regular Z28 buyer?
Oh, you mean like if they take the 1LE, throw Z28 on it and put a sticker on it, what would that sticker say?
Yeah.
What do you think it would say?
I think it would be over 40. I'm guessing between 43 and 45.
I think it's about right.
Yeah. And I think that's totally out of line with a Z28 racer.
Let's build this further and build that Z28 into a ZL1.
Right.
How much is that engine going to cost?
Probably 10 grand.
Okay. Now we're kind of in the ballpark here.
Yeah. Now we're about 53 to 55,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Hmm. So 43 to 45 grand for a Z28, or I guess it'd be 1LE.
Yeah.
We still got to call it what it is in concept right now.
Right.
Hmm. Is it one of those deals where I'll spend 35, 38, but I won't spend 43, 45.
Right.
But those who will spend 43, 45 will spend 53, 55 on a ZL1.
Right.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one.
Yeah.
Unless the ZL1 costs offset the build of the 1LE. I almost said it again.
Here we are speculating even more.
I'm just saying, what if?
I know.
I know who listens.
Yeah.
And I think that they should listen to what I'm saying right now. They asked me for my opinion. I'm giving it right here and now, and I'm going to give it again at ZEMA. Get ready, Fitzy. Get ready, Cheryl. All right. We could speculate all day, but yeah. I think there's still a shot. What if it was $39,999 without cool options like, you know, the shifter and all that junk?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the loaded SS comes in over 36.
Yeah, and I think the Magnaride, what's the Magnaride option on a Corvette? How much is that?
Oh, I have no idea.
Take that number, tack it on.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I'm excited for the future. And I'll leave it at that. I don't want to go too deep into this. The Red Zone,
Yeah, it's accessory stuff.
It looks good and all.
I think basically what GM is doing here, they're going through their catalog and they're basically advertising all the parts you can get for a Camaro and then throwing it on a car.
You know what I haven't seen much of?
What's
is the
that?
XM package.
Yeah.
You know, they came out with it and that's kind of it.
Yep. Well, stay tuned because Monday at SEMA, you haven't heard the last of Camaros.
That's right.
There is two more cars that are yet to be released, and they will be announced in Las Vegas on Monday. So keep your eyes peeled to the site.
Yeah, stay tuned to CamaroZ28.com.
It's supposed to be some pretty interesting news. So Who knows? I'm gonna be there covering the event, and we'll see what's going on.
And then I'll be there on Tuesday going forward. Plus, all throughout the week, we also have a media team built, and they're going to be taking pictures of Camaro stuff, just any Camaro stuff they can find, and they're going to throw them up on the website. So we're, as usual, bringing SEMA to you, but it's going to be a whole lot more because we got a whole team helping us out this time.
Yes.
So just stay tuned to the site, and we'll bring it to you. It's going to be cool.
Excuse me.
Wow.
So that leads into Thursday night.
Yeah.
Because we have a Camaro enthusiast meet and greet that's going to be meeting at the Luxor Hotel and Casino in the Aurora Bar.
Aurora Bar.
What is that, 7 or 8? What time?
8? 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock
p.m. Las Vegas time.
Come as you are.
Find
hang
us,
out.
Have
talk
a drink.
Camaros.
Chat. Cheryl Pilcher and John Fitzpatrick will be there
Camaro
as
team.
Special guests. We're also going to have some other special guests there.
Excellent. Excellent.
Maybe, and I say this
you
very...
You and I will be there. We're special guests.
Eh. We're okay. But maybe, just maybe, and this is a long shot,
yeah.
So I'm not going to say names, but there might actually be a celebrity or two there.
Like really?
A real celebrity. Like, not just Camaro celebrity. Like, we're talking film, TV, among other things.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to work on that, but I don't know. It's going to be tough. I mean, we know somebody who knows somebody, and we'll see what happens. You never know who's going to show up at this.
Oh, okay.
So, but don't count on it. We're
going
to try. We're
going to
try. But Cheryl Pilcher, John Patrick, Chris Reza, Jason Debler.
Yeah.
Who else did we see there? David Hamburger is going to be there from SLP.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other cool Camaro folk. And you, if you're going to be there, we want you there. We want you to have drinks with us. We want to chat Camaro with you. So be there. Aurora Bar, 8 p.m., Luxor, Thursday night. If you're not there, you're just not there.
Okay. Well, we got a pretty important announcement that we have to talk about here. You know, one of the reasons why we're not doing any voicemails or emails, we need the rest of the show to talk about CamaroZ28.com. You know, we've been doing this for how long now?
Well, we've been doing the site for over 15 years.
We've been doing the message board for 14
years.
We've been doing the podcast.
For 6 years?
6 years now. Yeah.
When we started this, I lived in an apartment. You lived with your mom and dad. Of course, you lived with your mom and dad until you were 37.
But yeah, right.
You know, I mean...
we were in our 20s.
I was 25.
24, 25?
24, 25. I wasn't married. I had a girlfriend. I'd scrape change for gas money for my Camaro or mod money if I could find a really good deal through a group purchase on fbody.org.
Yeah.
And then we just started the website. You know, we put our personal sites together to make one big personal site, and then we just started reporting on Camaro News. This was at a time when there were no CD. Well, there were CD-ROMs, but they were few and far between.
They were expensive too,
and there were floppy disks.
Yeah,
the stuff that AOL sent out before they a lot of them. There was very few cable modems. If you were cool and had money, you got dual ISDN, which was about $100 a month, and it was only what, twice as fast as
128K.
Wow! Look out! Yeah. You could download you couldn't download movie files because they didn't exist then. Just two Camaro guys running a site for fun, as best as we could, and then the site started getting big.
Yeah, starting in 1997 when we launched the first automotive threaded message board on the internet using UBB, or the Ultimate Bulletin Board software. Our site went from... We knew there was visitors on the site.
Mm-hmm.
But then when people could actually get together and interact in a central location, wow.
Yep.
That was it, man. Then we just exploded.
Yep.
And then from there, other sites evolved. Because we grew and we helped, like, local car clubs, local regional groups start. God, I remember the Midwest F-Body Association and the Michigan that spawned off how many car clubs?
Oh, yeah, a bunch. And then we met up with Hutch. Chris Hutchinson, who started LS1.com.
Right.
And and that's when LS1.com was growing pretty rapidly.
Yeah.
This was 98?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he came to us and he's like, "You guys are awesome. I wanted my site to be like yours." And that was the one time we really knew we were making an impact on the community. And he was such a cool guy. We said, "You know what? We'll help you out in anything we need." Didn't we host it for him for a little while?
No, we didn't host it, but we helped.
We helped with something.
His message board used to crash
a
lot.
That's what it was. You'd
so
go in there
have
and
to
fix
go
it.
In there and fix it.
Yeah. And then, you know, that got taken over by a bunch of other people. And
yeah. Well, let's fast forward here 15 years.
Yeah. It was a long run.
It was a long run.
We did it for a long time.
So what what we're trying to say here is we've now been acquired by internet brands. We no longer own CamaroZ28.com, but we're still part of the community here.
Mm-hmm.
We're still running the site. We're still doing the things, man. We're doing the podcast and bringing you Camaro news and sticking around on the message board. The thing is sometimes life just gets in the way.
Yep.
When you have something, I don't know, we struggled with this.
We've had many opportunities for this over the years.
Yeah.
And we always said, no, we don't. We want to do the right thing. And if we did do this, it would be for the right reasons.
Yeah.
And Chris, like you said, life gets in the way because, that, like I said, then we were 20 in our mid-20s, apartments and living with our folks. And
yeah.
Our only bills were a cell phone, pager payment, and a car payment.
Pager payment.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. But now, Chris, you're 40, and I'm going to be 40 next year.
Yeah.
Not that I think I'm 40, but it's, the fact of the matter it is, we have families, we have children,
yeah.
We have
mortgages.
I've got a
3-year-old I want to spend more time with.
I've got a 15-year-old that I didn't spend enough time with because I was busy with CamaroZ28.com, and I don't say that to complain. That was my choice.
It was absolutely
and
our
choice. And my family was very accepting of that, but now he's 15, and I've only got a couple more years before he's off to college. You know, so it was, like I said, we said, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it for the right reasons. And we did.
Yep.
We found
we did.
We had an opportunity in our hand that felt right.
Yep.
We made sure that it was in good hands. We made sure that we weren't just going to dump it and run. In fact, if you didn't read the announcement or hear it in this podcast, you may not even notice much of a difference.
No, and you won't. You
yeah,
won't.
Because the team that we're working with Internet Brands said, look, we're hands off. You built the site. You know what makes it tick. We're just handling the business aspect from this point on and the ownership. And that's great because that helps us, Chris, you and I.
That removes a huge load off of our shoulders.
That was the toughest part.
I can't even tell you the last time I took a vacation and didn't have to haul my laptop with me and think about the site in the back of my mind while I was on vacation. Never.
Yeah.
Never. I can't remember it. I mean, when I was a teenager, maybe, before the site existed.
Right.
I mean, that's the sort of things that you know, I'll be able to take a family vacation and not have to worry about the site.
Yeah.
It's in good hands.
And what you worry about is the server, because you were the server administrator.
Yeah.
Well, now that'll be with a team of folks taking care of that.
Yes.
And this illustrates how important CamaroZ28.com was and still is and will continue to be to us.
Yeah.
This was not
No, we struggled
easy.
Over this for a while.
For a long,
we sure
long
did.
Time.
And you know what? I think this helps in the long run as Camaro enthusiasts going forward.
Us?
Yes.
Us, yeah.
Yeah. I think without having to worry about all that other stuff, we can focus on bringing more news in.
Just like when we started.
Yeah.
When we didn't need to hustle to get advertisers to cover the bill to bring the news. Now we can just bring the news again. We can do it for the, I mean, we always loved it.
Yeah,
but we can do it just because that's how we like to do it to begin with, not because 50% we want to bring the news, but 50% we need to bring the revenue to keep the doors open.
Yeah.
Because if you'll notice, if you compare us to a lot of other sites, you'll see less advertisements. We did that on purpose. We wanted to break even. Yeah. We wanted just because we just wanted it for the community. We didn't want to cash in or anything like that with advertisements. I know a couple automotive websites. You will get bukkakied with advertisements. If you go to there, God help you if you do.
Yeah.
That's not our style. It's not how we did it. And
yeah.
And that's just not how we were going to do it. So
I hope everybody will understand. Nothing's going to change.
Not from us.
And the folks at Internet Brands are wonderful people to deal with.
We were skeptical at first.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, they're going to screw this up.
No.
And we didn't want to do that to the community.
No. So that's that, man.
Yeah,
that's
if you didn't listen to this episode, like I said, you may not notice too much.
Yeah, you
about
won't
it.
Even notice a difference.
I mean, you'll see changes, but it probably for the better, because Internet Brands is also the company that owns the software that powers the message board
and millions of message boards all over the internet, vBulletin.
And so you're going to see enhancements that will help you as a site visitor.
Absolutely, and it's going to help us bring things to you quicker and fix some things. Like one of the things they had asked me during our whole phase when we were talking about this, is there anything on the site that doesn't work right or needs
couple
fixing.
Things.
So, man, search has always been a problem with me.
Yeah.
It always has.
And so, it's been a problem with you guys, too. You bitch about the search because it was not robust, and we could never find a solid solution that wouldn't leave security holes and crap like that. We tried. We just couldn't come up with anything. So what'd they say?
It's going to get fixed.
Just like that. They got a team of developers.
They have resources we're going to be able to tap into that is, I guess, proprietary to all their automotive sites and their sites that they host. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm really excited.
I am too. Not to mention, I get to be more of an enthusiast again.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. I always was, and I always will be. That's why we did it, because we're enthusiasts. But
the last thing I want to see posted on the internet is Chris and Jason sold out.
Well, I'm sure somebody's going to think that initially. Yeah. But like I said, we never did this for the money to begin with. We would have, if we did, we would have sold out a long time ago.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But here's the deal: we're not going to retire. We're not even going to quit our day jobs. We can't. It's not like what you think it is. I mean, we did this for 15 years and never took like a paycheck for it.
Oh no, never. No,
not once.
No,
it was because we
enjoyed some bonuses.
Oh yeah, and we get a few parts to review every now and then, stuff like that. You know, but it wasn't anything huge. We weren't sitting there rolling in money going,
still working 40 hours a week.
Plus.
Yeah.
And running a family. And that's the thing. We're going to be able to just take a one step back on some things. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
I hope everybody just understands. We're not any different. And we're going to continue on like we always have.
Yeah. Yeah,
without that weight on your shoulders.
Yeah. It kind of got to the point where the balance was tough.
Yeah.
In one hand, you have one thing, but then the other hand, you're like, I can't make the other hand work without filling this one. But again, tough decision for us to make after 15 years watching this thing grow beyond what we anticipated.
It's one of the hardest decisions I've had to make in my life. Getting married, easy. Having kids, easy. Selling the site,
this kept me up at night.
Blood, sweat, and tears for 15 years.
Getting up at 4 or 5 in the morning to update the message board on a Saturday.
God.
We won't have to do that anymore. Thank you, internet brands. But I guess when thanks go out, first and foremost, we need to thank a group of people that do not get the credit they deserve. And that is our moderation team.
Yeah.
We gotta thank them first and you know. They take a lot of heat. People don't understand what it takes to be a moderator, and every single one of them volunteers. They don't get paid because we don't get paid.
Right.
We thank them because a lot of people will say this is one of the CamaroZ28.com is one of the best run automotive websites, if not the, in their opinion, out there. And we have to thank our moderators for that. Just as importantly is you.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this show, you're probably a member of the site, and you're probably, you know, new, old, doesn't matter. We thank you very, very much. The site is what it is because of you contributing, being Camaro enthusiasts, being members, helping each other out. That's what we wanted to start, and that's what you continued to do.
Yep.
And it sounds like a goodbye, but it's not even close.
Because
we're just going to keep going doing our thing.
Yep.
We just want to just give credit where credit's
due. There's so many things that are, you know, coming up this year again. You know, we got BBOMG4. We're going to be a big part of that still. You know, everything that's coming up.
This podcast is not going to change one iota.
No.
We're going to still do it. Everything is going to be the same. It's just going to be better. I think it's going to be better.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Otherwise, we wouldn't have done it.
Nope. Nope, nope, nope.
So
that's that.
I guess that's it.
Hopefully, we don't have to address any concerns or anything like that. But, hey, if you got questions, let us know.
You can post on the message board.
Call us up. Hell, we could probably even have internet brands on the radio show or on the podcast here.
That's one thing I was very surprised about was how just like us they are.
Yeah.
I expected...
They're car guys.
Tie-wearing, business people, stockholder, we need to acquire this. It's within our terms of service. No, actually, the guy that we're working with is a former owner of an online automotive community. That's how he got involved with internet brands.
Yeah, absolutely. Really cool guy.
Yeah, very cool guy. Very cool guy. And you may even see him post around every now and then.
Yep.
One thing we do ask is that people don't make blind assumptions or make criticizing remarks without at least asking us first to give us the opportunity to make sure that we explain what we need to explain. We just don't want people getting the wrong idea because you shouldn't.
Yeah.
We're still Chris and Jason.
Yep. And I don't think anybody who has sold their site to internet brands actually had a podcast who could actually go out and explain themselves like we did.
Yeah, and we got nothing to hide.
No.
You know, we, no.
We have another outlet here. And, that's cool.
And if you see us at car shows, same old Chris and Jason.
Yep.
Just like we always been. That I can promise you.
Yeah.
No different. And why would we be? Yep. That's that. I got nothing more to say unless people ask.
Nope. And that's the show for you, man, this week. I think we...
never expected to do this show.
No. No.
Of course, then again, a lot of things were unexpected. The site growth, the podcast growth. So that's that. So I guess we're going to wrap this up and head off to SEMA in Las Vegas.
Sunny Las Vegas. Get out of this cold weather here in Detroit.
Although I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time in the sun. I'm going to spend a lot of time at
but
the bar.
It is in the 80s there, though.
And at the three-card poker table. And cruising around SEMA.
Absolutely.
Hope to see you there.
Yep. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week. We'll